The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League. It's time now for the Drive Home with Greg Seltz on WAVA. From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, today's Drive Home is made possible by our good friends at Passport Automotive Group, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. As well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all which are ready right now to serve your auto needs. So if you are considering the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. You can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And now, here's Dr. Gregory Seltz for your driving pleasure on WAVA.
And good day, Washington, D.C., and welcome back. This is hour number two of the Drive Home. I am Gregory Seltz. Blessed Holy Week to all of you out there today. And again, what a program we have today, because this is an answer to the prayers of people all around the world and answering questions like, does God love me? Does God care? Who is he? Can I know him? And that's why I'm privileged to be part of this Eastertide initiative of the Bible League International. The work is to put the love letter of God, the Bible, in the hands of people all around the world, connect them to Christ through the power of the Word, a Bible in their hands, faith in their heart, life in their life. And here again to talk about this wonderful ministry, Michael Woolworth. Welcome back, Michael.
Hey, Greg. Great to be with you Holy Week. And, you know, I got together, a couple of weeks ago, kind of got the ball rolling on this campaign. You know, together, WAVA and Bible League, we've worked together for 30 years. This is, I believe, year number 30. It's year 86 for Bible League. And, Greg, you know, our founders, a couple by the name of William and Betty.
Oh, he was talking about our founders, and I, and one of the things, while we're trying to see if we can get Michael back, one of the things that I'm always amazed is that they just started by going door to door and saying, hey, if you would read it, we've got a Bible just for you. And that's what we're talking about today. We're putting the Bible in the hands of people who already yearn to know Jesus Christ because they already believe in him as their Savior. Folks, you can be a part of that solution by sending $5 for just one Bible in the language of the receiver, ongoing discipleship, connection to a local church, training to share Christ, $50, 10 Bibles, $250, 50 Bibles, $500, 100 Bibles, and you can put them into the hands of people who are yearning right now to hear it for themselves. Just call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD or 1-800-937-9673 or go to the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. Yeah, I think we're still something happened there. Michael just dropped off a little bit. But again, folks, this is something we can talk about together because you and I can make a difference. We're very close to our goal. We, you know, again, we are within 1,700 when we started. And I know some of you have already come forward and the Bibles are going to be doubled. There are people actually putting a pound for pound match or a dollar for dollar match. It's incredible. And what we're doing is we're literally putting the power of the Word of God in the hands of people who already believe. I think that's one of the things we just heard over the break, that America, in some ways, we have so much largesse that in some sense we're receding from faith. We're actually saying, you know, God, I think we can take it on our own. People are saying, no, don't make that mistake, America. We yearn to know Jesus. If you would just give us one Bible, it'll change our lives. It'll change our world. And so, again, for those of us who know that power, even in our life here in America, and also then have the resources that God has blessed us with in this wonderful country. We want to be a part of the solution of sharing it with those today who need it most. You know, Michael, I think you're back. I think
I'm back,
we dropped
Greg.
You there for us. Hey, there's always gremlins when you're doing something good. See,
so. Seems like it.
Yeah.
It seems like it, yeah.
But, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we were just talking about the power of God's word in life and how we can be a part of sharing that. Because in America, we were just sharing that, in America we have so much, but in some sense we're receding from faith because, well, Lord, we'll go on our own. And people around the world are telling us, don't do that. And so let's put even our resources to work by sharing that good news with others.
Well, I don't know how much I shared before I got cut off, but let me give you a real quick summary. Together we set as two ministries. Can we bless 7,000 Bibleist believers? The exact number is 6,700. Greg, we come into the 5 o'clock hour today at 5,200 through some wonderful giving by Passport Auto and others in this listening family. We're at, again, 5,200. That's just north of 75%. Of that goal. I believe we can wipe out really a big part of that in this 5 o'clock hour. Greg, we wrapped up of the hour with a $500 gift from Norman of Deal. Is it Deal, Maryland? A gift of $500. That's enough for 100 Bibles. We wrapped up the hour with Melvin in the greater D.C. area. He said, I'm good for 20 Bibles. And then Linda of Fort Washington said, Greg and Michael, count me in for another 20 Bibles. And so, Greg, we're at 5,200 Bibles out the door on their way to the far reaches of the globe, and we'd love to take care of the remaining 1,500 before we wrap up this hour. Every gift matched, Bible for Bible, we are feeding heart-hungry believers. And you've got this clip from Pastor Carlo. He's an itinerant pastor in the Andes Mountains down in Ecuador and Peru. Listen to what he happens to say. He's not asking us to what? Drill a well for clean water or food or shelter. Those are very, very important causes. What he's talking about, though, is the spiritual nourishment that comes only from the Word of God. Hear what Pastor Carlo has to say from Latin America.
Everyone wants to read the Bible, but what happens, there are a few copies here in the area. Many of them will be sharing a single Bible.
Hmm. Yeah, he does not exaggerate the truth, Greg. He's saying that people not only are willing, but they're forced to actually share a Bible. Where does he minister? He ministers among the ancient Quechua speakers of the Andes Mountains. These are people at one time that actually murdered and cannibalized Christians. I know that's somewhat graphic, but that's their history. But now, Greg, he could tell me, hey, Michael, in that direction, there's 100 believers. There's a church of 250 over here. He said, there's a growing church over here. It's only 85, he said, but they're growing. They want to know what it means to follow Jesus in the day-to-day. And so that's his story from the Andes Mountains as we get into this 5 o'clock hour. Greg, let me thank a few others. We've heard from Rosemary of Falls Church. She said, count me in, Greg and Michael, for 20 Bibles. We've heard from Brenda of Mechanicsburg, Maryland, a gift of 10 Bibles. Jonathan of Ashburn, Virginia, he said, count me in for $200, enough for 40 Bibles. And Greg, each one of those will be double because of this Bible for Bible match. Love to take you and your listeners, Greg, to the Middle East, only miles from the current conflict. I know so many of us were following that story. We're praying, Lord, how can I be a blessing to those that that live and suffer in that part of the world? Perhaps this next story will be a motivator for you. But this man's name is Ahmed. He's a pastor in that part of the world. Greg, I'm guilty of what he talks about in this clip. If you want to share this, I'll come back and take your listeners to the Middle East.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who've converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
Yeah, Greg, amazing. His name is Ahmed. He's a pastor only miles from the conflict. And again, I'm guilty of what he says. Often we only utter up a prayer, Lord, be with those Christians over there. Often we don't know, you know, their situation with any greater specificity. But today is an opportunity for you to learn about 300 believers that can benefit from your prayers and your financial support. Greg, I was in that part of the world. We traveled from village to village. We heard the Islamic call to prayer. You could see people drop and face Mecca. You could tell they were very, very devout in their faith. That's how young 19-year-old Aria described herself. She said, I read my Quran. I said my prayers five times a day. When none of that brought peace, she accepted the invitation of a Christian friend to attend a Bible study. And she would come through that with about 15 others, week by week, learning who is Jesus. How is he both God and man? What's it mean to die to self and to put on Jesus in the day-to-day? This is a Bible League study that's offered in the languages of the world, Greg. And she would go through that. Long story short, she became a believer. About 8 weeks into that, she took her little Bible study booklet home and hid it in her room. Her mother rummaged, found it, gave it to her father, who as a radicalized man, I can assure you he was not happy about her conversion to Christianity. He beat his daughter nearly to death. It didn't end there. He called the authorities to report her as an infidel. They took her away to a remote cell where they beat her. They violated her. They even tortured her, pulling fingernails out of either hand. I know that's somewhat graphic, but when they let her go, I like to say she did not grow bitter. Young Aria grew bold in her faith, and with others in her evangelical church, just outside of Cairo, Egypt, only miles from the current conflict, Greg, they have led about 300 people to Christ. And when I ask her, how can we pray for you? And Greg, not once did she say, pray that God would bring it into our suffering. She knows that he's working through that. She said, please pray that we would grow to love God with every fiber of our being. Pray that we would see those around us not as the enemy, but as the mission field. And she said, pray that we would obey God in every circumstance. And then, Greg, she was quick to say, we need Bibles. We're in a part of the world where you simply cannot find a Bible in a bookshop. And so there's a need for 300 Arabic language Bibles only miles from the conflict. Greg, I don't come here today with the answers to all the geopolitical issues that face that part of the world. Is that a place of conflict and suffering and loss? You bet. But is God at work? He is, through people like 19-year-old Aria. And the cry today is simply that we would send them the Word of God during this Easter week. And Greg, that's why we're here today.
Well, you know, you just reminded me, I had a student one time who became a Lutheran pastor, joined our program, but he had come from China, and very much the same thing that you just said. I found out his family had disowned him because he had become a Christian. He was an engineer, he became a Christian, then became a pastor, and I never once, he didn't have, all the time he was studying, we took care of his you know, costs and things, but all the time he was studying, he never talked about the fact he didn't have any food, he had barely enough money to survive, and I kept saying, why didn't you tell us? He said, well, I had no problem suffering for those things for Jesus. He said, my friends back home suffer much more than I do, and he, again, he just wanted to devour the Word. Folks, we can put that Word in people's hands. Again, $50, 10 Bibles, $250, 50 Bibles, $500, 100 Bibles. This is something where you can make a huge impact in the lives of people. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. And right after this break, we're going to come back and Michael's going to take us around the world again to show what your dollars are doing by putting the Bible in people's hands. I'm Greg Sells.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention! If you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly.
Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
This is Rich Lee with WAVA, and we're sending Bibles to the world. Here's Michael with Bible Lee.
How do you hide God's Word in your heart if you've never even held it in your hands? Outside of the U.S., millions of Christians go without what is so basic to the Christian faith, and that is having a Bible. But you can do something about it today.
The need for a change is through the Word of God.
It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people.
People now are very open to hear the gospel.
Whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be better than giving us food to eat.
Around the world, millions of Christians are crying out for the Bible, and that's why WAVA and Bible League are teamed up to bless nearly 7,000 Bible-less believers. Today, every gift will be matched, regardless of size. Rich?
$5 sends a Bible. $60 sends 12. Call 800-YES-WORD. 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 Or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. When the Apostle Paul said that love rejoices with the truth, he was making the point that love never compromises God's Word. Yet all too often, Christians are willing to compromise sound doctrine for the sake of supposedly loving others. They believe that teaching biblical truth is somehow divisive and unloving. But the Scripture says, "This is love, that we walk according to His commandments." Biblical love always operates within the parameters of God's Word and spiritual discernment. That means the best way to love others is to live according to biblical truth. Once you've eliminated doctrinal compromise as an option, the quality of your love to others will reflect God's love and God's righteousness. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
I'm Greg Seltz. Welcome back. This is The Drive Home, and this is the initiative to put the Scripture in the hands of people who yearn for it. John MacArthur just said, you know, paint portraits of grace. You know, that's in some sense, you know, you're saved by grace alone through faith, absolutely, and then works. People say, well, what are our works for then? Our works for our neighbor. God doesn't need them. Your neighbor does. And this is one of the ways he brings people into your life. He brings opportunities into your life so that you can be part of the solution. You can be an answer to prayer. And that's what putting a Bible in the hands of people who yearn for it, that's what it's all about. And so, again, to do that, call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click on the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. Michael, you've been taking us all around the world, because the hunger is all around the world, and the Bible will meet people right where they're at, won't it?
Well, we're feeding heart-hungry Christians today, Greg. And listen, it's a joy to come on and share these stories with you. I know your ministry over the years has taken you around the world. You've seen the need. You can see what happens when we, you know, we give in Christian love and also in faith, believing that what God says in Isaiah 55, what's he say? My word will go forth. It will not return void. It will accomplish my purpose, right? What is that? Yeah. Well, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw the nations to myself, right? And so today I hope is an encouragement to you and your listeners, Greg. The gospel is going forth. We, you know, we're not always going to open up your morning paper and read that on the front, you know, the front fold, if you will, or on your favorite cable news source. That's why, you know, the ride home today on WAVA is so, so important. And Greg, we come into this segment at about 70, almost 80% of the way to our goal, about 5,300 Bibles on their way. We came into the show right about 4,800. I rounded up a little bit to about 5,000, but right now we're at 5,300. That's about 80% of the way to our goal. And Greg, WAVA and Bible League said during this Easter season, can we bless nearly 7,000 Bible-less believers? And so we're giving you a really intimate look into their details of where they're planted, what they're up against. And, Greg, it's a great joy to see this listening family responding from the far reaches of this listening area. Let me say thanks to a few others. John and Gail from North Potomac, they said, we're in for 12 Bibles. Warren of Silver Spring said, count me in for 20, Michael and Greg. Pamela of Rockville, Maryland said, I'm in for a dozen. And each one of those will be double because of this Bible for Bible match, Greg, between now and the top of the hour. We have friends of Bible League in another part of the country that simply want to add their blessing to what we're doing here today, this kingdom work, and they've agreed to double every single gift made today.
That's amazing. You know, it's fun. I mean, we were just talking about how the Word of God actually, it surprises us even as we read it, like it's exactly what we wanted to say or exactly what we needed to hear. I was going to come out of the break and read Isaiah 55. I don't know. You and I didn't plan this. And I was thinking, I want to bring this in because it's April showers are coming up here next week. Mm. And, you know, talk about all the budding of the earth and all the beauty that starts happening in spring. And here you led with it too, because you and I both know that the Word of God actually brings us together. It binds us together. It helps us to love one another in ways we actually couldn't do before. It even binds people who may have been enemies. They suddenly can become friends because Christ is their Savior. That's the power of the Word of God, and that's what you're providing today. So again, folks, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. $50, 10 Bibles. $250, 50 Bibles. $500, 100 Bibles. You can be part of the solution or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. Where are we going next, Michael?
Well, let's go to the continent of Africa. Greg, I mentioned this earlier. If you follow Barna Research, Pew Research, they keep a finger on the pulse of church growth around the world. They'll tell us here in America, church growth is somewhat stunted. Our prayer is that changes. But it does cause you to look at places where it is growing. You know where it is? It's Latin America. It's the Middle East. It's the continent of Africa. It's the region of Asia, right? Parts of the world that really were enamored with paganism, with atheism. For many, many years, God is choosing to sovereignly work in those parts of the world, and that's why there's great need for the Bible. And people will ask, Greg, in an age of technology, can't we just let them download a version of the Bible in their own language? Well, a lot of people have cell phone technology, but they do not have the smartphone technology. And even places like Communist China, the government has a way of certainly, right, skimping on what they don't want the commoners to have. And so that's where the WAVA listening family comes in. We have the means to put the Bible into the hands and hearts of these Bibleist believers. Now, that's the heavy lifting that God is asking Bible League to do. But what we're asking you to do today, listeners, is no less important than what's happening on the front lines. I talk about young Aria, willing to suffer at the hands of her own father and the local authorities. But listen, what we're asking you to do today, to put the Bible into the hands and hearts of these believers, that's important too, Greg. And that's why we're at about 80% of our goal, 5,300 Bibles on their way. Our goal is 6,700, so we've got 1,400 to go. We've got that Bible for Bible match. And I'm going to let you know a little more about a group of 200 believers right now in Zimbabwe, Africa. You've got this audio cut. The pastor's name is Anismo. He's in a role of a bishop in that part of the world. Greg, he does not exaggerate what many churches are up against when it comes to getting access to the Bible. This is Anismo, and he is in Zimbabwe, Africa.
There is a huge Bible gap here in Zimbabwe. Some churches in the rural areas, you will find that you get to a church where there are about 200 members, and in that church you only find one person with one Bible. So you can say in that church the ratio is 1 to 200.
Yeah, Greg, you're a pastor. You've preached over the years. So I hope you weren't ever faced with that, right? The only one in the congregation with the Bible. That's no?
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We used to talk about bring your Bible to church. Everyone had one. Everyone brought one. And you're just thinking these are people who yearn to have one among the whole group. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you about Rangano. He's a baby Christian at 80. Yeah, Greg, and again, the phone lines are open right now. 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or just go to WAVA.com. Make your most generous gift. We're 80% of the way to our goal. Here's 200 believers that can use your help half a world away in Zimbabwe, Africa. Let me tell you about a man by the name of Rengano. What's his story? Well, he grew up in a radicalized Islamic family there in the heart of Africa. His father had many, many wives, 32 kids. He was a child nine of his father's 32 kids. Greg, he grew up always asking as certain religions were unfolded to him, is this really true? Is this the truth? When he became an adult, you know, he dabbled from one religion to the next. And it wasn't until just recently when a man by the name of Ding came into his remote Islamic village. Who's Ding? Well, at one time he lived in that village as a radicalized Muslim. But Greg, he came to saving faith, became a pastor, received some theological training, had a deep burden to take the gospel back to that remote Islamic village. And he did that. He brought some evangelists with him. In a very quiet, winsome way, Greg, they would invite people like Rengano, come learn about Jesus. They would do it where it was safe to do so. And it wasn't until recently about 200 of those people were taken to a place of safety outside of that village. They all had the same question for each other. What was it? You too? You too? What did they mean? Well, all 200 had come to Christ. Greg, in a very, again, wow, winsome, patient way, Ding and these others would unfold the gospel. This is a Bible study from Bible League. And again, it takes people through what I call Christianity 101, the Gospel of John, paired together in the Shona language in that remote Islamic village. And I can tell you again, all 200 have come to Christ. Rengano, at 82 years of age, no longer has to ask, is this true? He knows this is the gospel truth. But Greg, make no mistake about it, this is a radicalized Islamic village. Sharia law rules the day. These Christians, they follow Jesus at great peril to their own lives, and that includes 82-year-old Rengano, who is a follower of Jesus. He's a baby believer. He's praying for a Bible in the Shona language. Greg, God is at work in his world doing amazing things, and we can step into the stories of these believers and send them exactly what they're praying for, and that is the Bible.
You know, folks, one of the things we do on the Hill, we fight for freedom, right? We fight for our temporal freedoms. Why? So that we can hear the good news of the eternal freedoms of God in Christ for ourselves, and also so that we can worship and we can share and we can witness. Well, we have the freedom to do just that today. You can be a part of sharing that good news freely so that all these folks receive. Be a part of the solution. $50 will send 10 Bibles in the language of the people. $250 will send 50 Bibles. $500 will send 100 Bibles, and it'll be in the language of the reader. 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 937-9673. Or go to WAVA.com and click the Bible League banner. And we will be back. More testimony and, again, more examples of what the Word of God can and is doing. I'm Greg Seltz. A blessed Holy Week to you. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, yeah, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
With the weather changing, March is a critical time to check your home's windows. If yours are cracked or leaking and won't open or stay open, then it's time to call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free.
There's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save even more with zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Window Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty and can be installed in one day or less. With proven quality and service, it's no wonder thousands of homeowners have trusted Window Nation for their homes, and you can too. So if your old finicky windows and high energy costs from this winter are cutting deep into your finances, don't miss out. With an unlimited buy two, get two free, plus zero down, zero interest, and no payment for 24 months, you can't afford to wait. It's easy. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
Make this Easter your promise of resurrection day. Just as he arose, you too will rise. Isn't that great? Be ready to shout. He is risen. He is risen.
Join the celebration with Chuck Swindoll this week on Insight for Living.
Weekdays at 2:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Do you want certainty your home will sell without feeling stuck with two homes? Do you want the comfort of knowing your home is sold and you can move forward with the next step of your life? Wouldn't it be great if you can be guaranteed your home will sell without even having to list it and at the same time getting top dollar? This is Gregory Seltz of WAVA 105.1, and this is all possible through Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team with Keller Williams' Sell With Certainty program. My friends and realtors Debbie and Sarah will give you the satisfaction and comfort of a guaranteed home sale, knowing you didn't leave any money on the table. In the last 12 months, Debbie and Sarah have been able to help over 650 families sell their home, all while netting them $30,500 more on average. So call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds for a guaranteed home sale now. 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit sellwithcertaintydmv.com. That's sellwithcertaintydmv.com to empower your home sale today.
For tonight, clearing skies, breezy, tonight's low 40, tomorrow sunshine, windy, and milder with a high of 63. Saturday, mainly cloudy, we'll see periods of rain in the afternoon, expect a high Saturday of 61. Plan with confidence, check with AccuWeather.com often, and download the free AccuWeather app today. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
And welcome back. This is The Drive Home. I'm Gregory Seltz speaking with Michael Woolworth about an incredible initiative to put the Bible in the hands of people who are yearning to read it for themselves, already believers who want to actually be strengthened in their faith. You know, I can attest, we've been talking about the power of the Word of God in life, and you did point out, yeah, I'm a pastor. I've seen this work. We had Bible studies on Wall Street, some of the most powerful people in the nation, you know, actually coming to faith and being blessed by the Word of God. Pastor in New York City, pastor in L.A., some of the poorer parts of those places, and now in Washington, D.C. But there's one story that, and I've experienced this, it was down in Angola prison. Angola was one of the worst prisons in the world, bloodiest prisons in the world, and it was completely turned around by the Bible being unleashed into the lives of people within the prison and then unleashed through them into that prison. It's not one of the safest in the country, even though people are still lifers there. So again, you're talking about real things all over the planet, and people are hungering for it, and we can, with $5, put the Bible in their hands. Michael, how are you doing it this way? This is incredible.
Well, you know, we've been working together for years, right? You're probably expecting me to come on and say, okay, no, it's $8, right? I mean, yeah, Dollar right. Tree, that, you know, that cheapy change just came out and says, okay, we're everything's going to $7, or that's something that I read. It's still $5 on average. Greg, last year our budget was about $29 million. We're not certainly the biggest ministry out there, but we reached about 2.9 million people with the gospel. So it's about $10. And when you hear us talk about a $5 Bible, we're pretty lean. And we work with the under-resourced church. Greg, let me tell you what doesn't characterize the under-resourced church around the world. And we've been talking about them all day, right? They don't lack a zeal or a love for God. They don't lack prayers that the gospel would take grip where God has them planted. What characterizes them as under-resourced is they don't meet in brick structures like we do at the corner of First and Main Street. It's often a shanty church, right? The house church movement in China, that's where we're heading next. You know, they might meet every other week, right? Because they value their safety. They have to be concerned about that. And so that's what characterizes the under-resourced church. But God is doing amazing things in his world through his word. And Greg, we get to be a part of it as the WAVA listening family and Bible League working together. Real quick update on where we're at. We set a goal to bless nearly 7,000 Bibleist believers. The exact number is 6,700. So when we began on March 14th, Greg, it was about 2 weeks ago, you and I got together for the very first time ever. We were effectively at zero. And through some wonderful giving by Passport Auto and members of this listening family, today, we're about 80% of the way to that goal. We're at 5,300 Bibles. That means very specifically that 5,300 Bibleist believers that we know by name now have God's Word on the way, and we are endeavoring to take care of the final, 1,200 Bibles by the time we wrap up, really in the coming days. I mean, we can take a big dent out of this. We always do in the 5 o'clock hour. But, Greg, that's where we're at today. And let me kind of unfold how this happens around the world. Doesn't matter if it's in the Middle East or Latin America or within the walls of communist China. You've got this audio cut from a woman by the name of Nguyen. If you want to share that, I'll come back and tell you the amazing story of Pastor Katsu and his persecutor.
The thing they did to him is there's a top stakes, there's a top stake he and put on his head and ask him to face the wall, and they strike him. They used elbow and hit his chest and his back, and it was very painful. He said he lay in bed afterwards. He lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up, but he said at that time it was very very hard, and very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really really hard, but the fruit is sweet. It's a joy of God.
Yeah, Greg, the number is 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or just go to WAVA.com, click the Bible League banner, $5 sends a Bible today, every gift match until 6 o'clock tonight. We want to take care of the final 1,300 Bibles that we are praying for to be able to bless Bibleist believers around the world. Greg, again, I know you're a pastor, and I pray that you cannot relate to what Pastor Katsu has gone through. He's just north of 50 years of age, ministers just outside of Beijing, China, the seat of the National Communist Government there. He oversees a network of house churches. And as Nguyen said, my colleague there in Communist China, she said he's been beaten in jail probably 25 times over the course of his ministry. Most recently, they beat him so severely he could not get up for a week. They did let him go, told him to never speak of Jesus again. His wife was relieved to find out he had not been executed for his faith. But about a week later, a knock came on his door at home. He was a little reluctant to open it, rightfully so, right? But he did open it, and who did he find? The man Hayo. Who is Hayo? The bitter atheist interrogator who time after time would beat this man severely within an inch of his life. And Greg had a question that literally, I believe, was divinely put in his heart. It was this: how are you at such peace when we were beating you? And so this pastor would lovingly open his door, open his Mandarin Bible, lead this bitter atheist to faith in Christ. I can tell you together, they have witnessed more than 1,000, no exaggeration, more than 1,000 coming to Christ through the house church movement. They're just outside of Beijing, China. Now, the man, Hayo, he's no longer valued in the police department. He's been fired from that job. He's been ostracized in the community in which he lives. But I can tell you together, they're just amazed at what God is doing. Now, listen, you're not going to, again, pick up your morning paper or turn on your favorite cable news source and hear this, that Christians are coming to Christ in unprecedented numbers in China. But I can tell you, it is happening. Bible League has been a part of ministry in that landscape for many, many years. And WAVA, you've been right there. In fact, Greg, I've shared this story. In fact, I shared this story back in the fall when we got together as two ministries. And so the update is that another 500 have come to Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, Greg, before I toss it back to you, let me tell you, I've seen video clips of these Christians that gather in these house churches. These are the unregistered churches, right?
Right.
They might meet maybe once a week. It might be every other week. It depends on what they're able to do, right? But they will stay after that worship service. They'll open maybe two Mandarin Bibles. That's all they have in the congregation. And they will painstakingly handwrite scriptures. I saw somebody with a thick pencil like a first grader would use when she's learning to write, right? And then a lined piece of paper, just painstakingly writing that morning's text on a lined piece of paper, simply to have something to take into the week to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Now, Greg, I've got a Chinese Bible here in front of me. Bible League published this, maybe translated and published this, maybe 40 years ago. There's no markings on this black cover. I don't know if that's intentional or not. But when I open it, it reveals the beautiful Mandarin print. There's some maps in the back. This is the Bible that your listeners will send. I'm a non-Mandarin speaker. This Bible means nothing to me. The fact that it's the Word of God means everything. But as a non-Mandarin speaker, this Bible is really it's worth very little to me, right? But to the Christians that we're talking about today, Greg, and I know you've got experience with the Chinese man, these Christians, they would give anything, their left arm, if you will, for what sits before me today. And, Greg, it's why I come today impassioned to meet the remaining goal. We've got about 1,200 Bibles to go, Greg, and I can tell you I know it's a big task in an age of inflation and in tax season, but, Greg, if there's a group that can get it done, it is the WAVA listening family.
Yeah, that phrase, the suffering is hard, but the fruit is so sweet. And here's an opportunity to share more seed so there can be more fruit. Folks, you can be part of this today. You can $5 will send one Bible in the language of the receiver. $50 will send 10. $250 will send 50 Bibles, and on it goes. Every one of those things will be matched, will be doubled. You can be a part of that today. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD, 937-9673. Or go to WAVA.com and click on the Bible League banner. You know, when we read the scripture, we hear Paul say, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. And then at the end of the book of John, you know, the end of the great passion story says, these things are written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ and that by believing you can have life in his name. These are people who already know him. They've heard the word and they've come to faith and now they want to see it for themselves. Michael, we can be part of that solution, can't we?
Well, in Norman of Deal, Maryland said, count me in, 100 Bibles, a $500 gift.
Wow.
Alex of King George, Virginia, 60 Bibles, a $300 gift. And then just in the last couple of minutes, Carolina of Chevy Chase, Maryland says, count me in for 80 Bibles. We're just north of 5,300 Bibles on their way, Greg. We've essentially at Bible League, we've promised 6,700 Bibleist believers that we know by name. And the regions we've talked about today and those very specific villages we've talked about. And so we are praying to get there just as quickly as we can. I can tell you in this season of Easter, as I think about the scripture I mentioned earlier, you know, Matthew 28, where Mary and others, they're heading toward the tomb only to be met with the message, he's not here. He's risen, just as he said. And to think that these Bible-less believers going forward will be able to read the beautiful resurrection story. Greg, it's happening by the grace of God. It's happening through the WAVA listening family today. And it's a great joy to be with you and your listeners and to see it happening call by call, click by click.
Well, let me read that that phone number again for you, folks. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD, 937-9673, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. We're going to be back in just a minute for our last segment. Be part of this great work with us today. You'll be glad that you did. I'm Greg Seltz.
WAVA now has a limited supply of half-price Christian school tuitions in the DMV area. Go to WAVA.com to purchase a half-price tuition for this fall before they're gone. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus. Half-price Christian school tuitions now at WAVA.com.
Available for new students only while supplies last. That's WAVA.com. WAVA.com.
March is a critical time to check your home's windows. If yours are cracked or leaking and won't open or stay open, then it's time to call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you get two windows free, plus zero down, zero interest, and no payment for 24 months. With proven quality and service, it's no wonder thousands have trusted Window Nation. So don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
AactionHomeServices.com has happy customers because of great customer service.
Hi, Norm. This is Karen. I just received a text asking me how the customer service was. It was absolutely fantastic. Chris is amazing. I'm so very pleased.
I'm very happy to hear that he did well for you.
Actually, I'll just send you on the phone. I chose AAction because I hear your commercial all the time on WAVA.
AactionHomeServices.com.
Problem solved.
This is Rich Lee for WAVA and Bible League International. The gospel is changing hearts in regions of the world like Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East. But many countries in these regions have very few Christian bookstores, big box stores, or online retailers to drop Bibles into their villages. So it's nearly impossible to find what is so basic to walking with Christ. And that's having God's Word. That's why we're partnering with the Bible League to send Bibles to nearly 7,000 waiting Christians. $5 sends one Bible, $60 sends 12, and $100 sends Bibles to 20 Christians, and every gift will be matched, regardless of size. Help us bless nearly 7,000 Bible-less believers through our shared campaign. The world needs the Word. Bibles for the nations. Give generously today by calling 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. Or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Welcome back to the final segment of our day today, The Drive Home. I'm Gregory Seltzman with Michael Woolworth, and we're doing some work. This is work. This is one of those opportunities when we can actually express the love that we have, express the faith that we have in love by blessing those who are asking, prayerfully asking for a basic gift to have God's Word in their hands, in their language. That's what amazes me, Michael, about this work. You know, again, a lot of times people say, people love to have Bible in their hand, but, you know, they'll get around to reading it. These are folks who will devour it the minute it comes and the minute it is brought into their hands, and we're privileged to be a part of that. Well, last segment, let's talk a little bit more about where we're at and what God is doing and the folks who are yearning to hear and to have that scripture in their own hands.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Greg, we effectively began at zero. We said together as two ministries, can we bless nearly 7,000 Bible-less believers that we know at Bible League? You know, we've come together for 30 years, usually in the spring, usually in the fall. And the result of that 3 decades of partnership is that about 500,000 Bible-less believers around the world now have God's Word. They're using those Bibles to make much of Him and to point others to the hope of the gospel. And so many of the stories that I've shared today, Greg, they've been affected. I mean, affected, right, by the WAVA listening family in the past as we've come and we've shared the needs of, 50 believers here, 500 there, 1,000 over here, right? Listeners, you've responded. You've done so in faith. You've done so in love. Again, as Greg and I talked earlier, Isaiah 55, it's so important, the Bible League. It's etched on the front of our building in Chicago, and it's my word will go forth. It will accomplish my purpose. It will not return void. And so, Greg, on that premise and many, many others, I know your listeners are getting involved. They see the special place of God's Word in their own lives. And one other scripture before I, again, bring you up to speed on where we are, and that's Isaiah 52, and that's how beautiful are the feet. How beautiful are the feet of those that send good news, and I think that characterizes this listening family. But, Greg, we said, hey, let's do it for 7,000, almost 7,000. We've been rounding up so it rolls off the tongue. But the exact number is 6,700. We're currently at 5,300. We came into the show about 4,800. We've taken care of about 500. No way to sugarcoat it. The phones have been a little light this afternoon. We know that that happens. Some of you will get to a place where you can call, you can click. And so, Greg, I did find out, even though you and I are wrapping up in the next few moments, the Bible for Bible match will continue beyond today's show. In fact, we're going to go until we wrap up. Greg, this campaign won't go on forever, but we'd love to be there. By the end of Sunday, when we wrap up the Easter holiday, we would love to say that we are at least 6,700 Bibles. And as the eyes and ears of this ministry, as I said, I travel, I meet with end users of our studies and our Bibles. It's always a great joy to say we've met that financial constraint and those Bibles, they're coming. But I have one more story I want to leave with you this afternoon. You've got this audio cut from a man by the name of Mac Mood. If you want to share this, I'll come back, give you a quick update on where we are. I'll give you his story and give you a chance to get involved in the lives of these believers.
I was born and brought up in a Muslim family. I started reading the Bible not to know the Word of God, but to find out the faults. So when I began to read the Bible, slowly the Word of God inspired me, and it has shown there is no mistakes in the Bible. So I realized that I'm a sinner. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ, and also when I completed my studies in the college, I want to have a training there, because most of my community people are perishing by just blind belief because they don't know the Word of God.
Amazing. Yeah, Greg, do you sense the urgency in that man's voice? He has an intolerable burden for those in his native Pakistan. He's in Pakistan, Greg, not the most Christian-friendly country in the world, and you can tell he has this incredible burden. Let me tell you what his backstory is. He was an imam. He was instrumental in opening about 15 mosques in that part of the world. Had a very high standing where he was, ministering in the name of radicalized Islam in that part of the world. God gripped his heart, as you heard in the audio cut. He accepted the invitation of a Christian friend to come to a Bible study, come learn about Jesus. He went not because he cherished Christianity. He went, he wanted to kind of pick apart Christianity, and God would grip his heart and convince him that he was a sinner, as he said, and there was no other name under heaven by which to be saved. Greg, he became a believer, but I can tell you his life became very, very difficult. He was kicked out of his village. He was labeled an infidel. His wife, his children, they've left him. He's never seen them since, right? He is a marked man where he ministers. But Greg, today he's a pastor. He's a church planter. He's gone through church planting with Bible League, where there's a dearth of churches, if you will, in places like Pakistan. We simply come alongside church planters like Mac Mood and say, here's some resources for you. They're free of charge through, the Christian community. Use these to your advantage. And that's exactly what Mac Mood would do. Greg, he endeavored to counter those 15 mosques by planting 15 churches. He lived with the grief in his mind of leading so many into spiritual darkness over the years. And so he endeavored to plant 15 churches. Let me tell you where he's at today. He has planted 15 churches within the walls of Pakistan. Those are churches of about 50 to 75 each, which are healthy numbers for a place like Pakistan. And prays every day that he'll be reunited with his family. He yearns for that. But that's the price that he's paying. They want nothing to do with him now that he follows Jesus. But Greg, he's can say with conviction today, it is a joy to suffer for the Lord. And as I've met this man, incredible testimony. I find that there's two characteristics in people like Mac Mood that I desire for my life. And what is that? Number one, they love their enemies. Jesus said, I tell you in Matthew 5, pray for those that persecute you. Love your enemies, right? And then secondly, in James's epistle, he says what? Count it all joy when you suffer. And that's what Mac Mood is doing right now for the cause of Christ. But he would not ask me to get on WAVA and ask listeners to pray for an end to the suffering that he faces. What he's praying for is Bibles. Greg, there's a need for 500 Bibles right now in Pakistan for these new believers affiliated with this story, the man Mahmoud. It's why we're doing this kingdom business. You know, Greg, we're bringing these stories today. Some of these are often difficult with some of the graphic details that accompany the stories. But, Greg, I know this is a listening family that takes their walk with Jesus very, very seriously. And we've got a ways to go. We're not quite to this goal. But, Greg, again, if there's a group that can get it done, it is the WAVA listening family.
Again, folks, $50, 10 Bibles, $250, well, 50 Bibles, and on, every one of them will be doubled. Pick up the phone, 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, that's 800-937-9673, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. And if you can't do it right now, you can do it later on, too, because it'll be on that website. So you can always go back to WAVA.com, click the Bible League banner. Michael, it's been great to be with you on this. There's nothing more precious than putting the Word of God in people's hands, right?
Well, Greg, you've been a great host. And as I said earlier, you know, Paul writes, when one part of the body suffers, we suffer together. And that's what the WAVA listening family is doing with all these believers we've talked about today. You're right alongside suffering and sending them the nourishment that comes only from the Word. Greg, we're going to get there, but it's been a great joy. I wish you a wonderful Maundy Thursday and a wonderful Easter week. And Lord bless you in your ministry there at WAVA.
Yeah, and the Lord bless you, too. Thanks for being with us today. Again, remember, folks, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. A blessed Maundy Thursday to you all. What a privilege to pay merely a small price to put the Bible in the hands of people around the world in their own language. We've got work, meaningful work to do. Keep the faith. Get to work. So, in closing, speak the truth in love with humility and grace. Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Until next time, God richly bless you. I'm Gregory Sell. It's a blessed Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter to you all.
Hey, this is Norm, Service Manager at A-Action Home Services. For all your electric, plumbing, and heating needs, call 703-922-1900 so you too can say, problem solved.
You may believe in God, but do you have religion or a relationship? A lot of us get that mixed up. We think that by having religion, we're okay with God. We attend church, we say the right things, but being right with God is not about being religious. It's about having a living and vital personal relationship with Him. Jesus Christ made it possible. He's God's Son, and He came to earth to live the perfect life that we couldn't live, and then He died the death that we deserved because of our sins. Before Jesus came, being religious meant trying to please God by our own efforts. But after He came, being a follower of Jesus meant having a personal relationship with God. To find out more about how to begin a personal relationship with God through Jesus, do you have religion or a relationship? Call 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM, or click chataboutjesus.com.
When you got saved, God delivered you from hell.
But Dr. Tony Evans says there's more to Jesus' death on the cross than simply our salvation.
Now that you and I are being saved, He's delivering us from earth.
Returning to the Cross, all this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Family Talk.
Welcome to Odyssey, where fantasy takes flight and adventure is always waiting just around the corner. It all begins at a place called Wits End, a remarkable old mansion that has been converted into a combination ice cream parlor, Inventor's Emporium, by its founder and namesake John Avery Whittaker. And if Wit isn't serving up a soda, you can usually find him in the back tinkering on his latest invention with his brainy assistant Eugene. Focus on the families, adventures in Odyssey.
Weeknights at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs Radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.